Although Dorian has weakened, it hasn't moved, meaning Grand Bahama Island faces at least another day of heavy rain, high winds and storm surges. The storm killed at least 5 people when it hit the nearby Abaco Islands at Category 5 with 185 mile per hour winds. The US National Hurricane Center says the storm will move dangerously close to the Florida East Coast late on Tuesday through Wednesday evening. Wednesday night and Thursday, it's expected to be very near the Georgia and South Carolina coasts, and near or over the North Carolina coast late on Thursday. Kate Fisher, Washington.